Let the motors roll.
The road behind is clean. They're not followed.
Vessel Rider, unlighting.
Survey on this kind of mindless violence and its effect on the mind. Do you believe all that killing is necessary? Does it scare you?
Me?
Yes. Yes. You with that
plank on wheels.
What is its effect on you?
You can see me?
No. That was a fascinating discussion, and I think you've answered my question. Thank you. Thank you for your help. Beer or cola?
Give me a beer. After all, I'm not flying you anywhere for a while. For now, I'm just a couch jockey. I've probably forgotten how to fly a chopper.
Yeah, better for your teeth.
Yeah.
God, I hate waiting for something to happen.
Yep.
In the grave out there.
What do we have a standby?
Producer dies of boredom. You want coffee, don't you?
No, thanks.
You may not realize that here in the fringes, people eat what they can catch.
I wish we'd get a call.
Winnie, why on earth are you calling me?
Sean didn't want me to, but I didn't know who else to call.
Hold on a second. I'm going to isolate the call from the data bank record. We can talk freely in a minute. Okay, what is it? What's wrong?
Sean's in trouble, and I don't know what to do.
Where is he?
He's on the phone.
I can't. No, Sean, don't! Sean, don't! We need help, Sean!
You never shut up, Winnie. Just like that stupid TV built with no way to shut you off.
She's your sister.
I don't have a sister. Good for you.
David?
You're...
Sit down. Link to Edison Carter.
Edison Carter, but...
Don't worry
about it. Edison Carter,
it's okay. It's dead. There's nothing. You have control.
Talk to me, somebody. Wake me up.
Murray.
Murray.
Somebody except Max.
Murray. I don't want to keep chewing on an old bone, but... I'm talking about lives.
Just how dangerous is this person?
Does anybody know what he's talking about?
I'm talking about this guy
with the
inexhaustible ammunition supply. 99 lives and an urge to use them all up. That's who I'm talking about.
Murray, we have fish.
What do we call?
Torch artist again. Another building got up. Firebomb.
Where are the lights, Tracy?
Metro cop choppers.
We have you. Where are you, Five? North of you and above. Where do you want me? It's too tight down there. We need ground support.
You're watching the tax data center burn up.
All right, let's go for it. I'll get Edison. Martinez will get down there if he has to shave his blades. Theora? Who the hell are you?
Theora stepped out. She asked me to.
Out. Let's see if I can remember all this stuff.
Here, you
get away from me. Edison, this is control.
It is alarm signal. New system, old timer.
Edison, this is control.
Where's Theora?
I don't know.
Nice of you to find the time to show up.
Where is Sean?
He doesn't care.
This has been going on long enough. I need your help.
I needed the money.
Winnie, I can give you the money. Just tell me where he's gone.
He doesn't want me to say.
Okay. I know he has a tablet.
It's okay.
I'll find him.
Very good. feelings for the network.
As you wish. I will be in touch.
Say song.
Started by the same arsonist who has put a torch to several city institutions recently. A note claimed he was all heated up over the new TV tax. Metro police have been tracking a suspect who they believe may have started the fire. They lost him about 20 minutes ago in the crowd of spectators leaving tonight's scumball game. It appears the Bureau burner is still at large.
So close.
Look, what did you expect me to do? Murray set us down on the wrong street.
I know, okay? I know.
Any word?
Bureau burner is still at large.
That I know already.
What about Theora? She's off the show, effective immediately.
We can discuss that after I've had a chance to talk to her.
Yeah? Now, what's to discuss? A controller abandons her post while her operative is still out in the field. That's automatic grounds for suspension. Come on, you know that.
I want to hear her side of it.
Where is she, Murray? How the hell should I know? She's not at home. I tried to reach her there repeatedly.
Well, something must really be wrong.
Yeah, you bet there is. We still don't have our feature story for this week's show. Now, you go home, you get a few hours rest, and you get back in here by 6 a.m. tomorrow. I will have a replacement.
I don't want a replacement. I'm going to go find Theora.
Hey, what, you don't hear me? And we don't have time for you to go on a manhunt, a woman hunt, whatever. Even if you find her, I don't want her back.
I do.
The last time this happened, he ended up bruised. Now, if he looked like that guy with the guns, no one could touch him.
Talk to you about that maniac gunman who's on the loose tonight. Have there been any casualties?
Some other time, Max. And no, there haven't.
Well, what's he for then?
Bryce! I need total environmental and inter-system playback of Theora at her station in this last hour. You think you can call that up for me?
That's hardly in my department. Besides, I'm very busy. I'm deeply immersed in some very important work.
Bryce! Theora's missing. She's disappeared. It's not like her. I want to try and pinpoint when she was last at her station.
The rolling data bank will give you whatever you need.
Yeah, sure they will. If I fill out their endless forms and give them an in-depth confession on why I want access. Newsroom surveillance tapes of a controller's output are high security confidential. They're very sensitive about giving out any of that information. How did this happen?
Max.
Christ. Hold on. You may not realize that here in the fringes, people eat what they can catch, and the prime source of food has been
fast forward. Bring up Fiora's videophone screen.
Fiora, it's Winnie.
Winnie, why on earth are you calling me?
Sean didn't want me to, but I didn't know who else to call.
Hold on a second. Okay, now what is it? Winnie. What's wrong?
Sean's in trouble.
Bryce, get me Fiora's personnel file, will you?
Do.
Where is he?
It's even more sensitive than the output tapes.
You didn't give me the output tapes, did you?
I didn't know Fiora had a brother.
Neither did I. Hard copy. Thanks, Bryce. You little troublemaker. He never thanks me. Why is he trying to find Fiora?
I guess it's because he's fond of her.
Is fond the same as fondle?
Fondle?
How should I know?
Excuse me. I'm looking for my brother, Sean Jones. I understand he works here.
Jones. Oh, Jones. Fired him a week ago.
You fired him? Why?
Well, he was just a, you tell me. Always sick, always late. Bad boy. No family resemblance.
We don't hang out together.
No, me neither. Him always off raking.
Raking? What is raking?
No idea.
But I'm trying to... Edison, what are you doing here?
I've been on your trail for over an hour. Can I at least buy you a drink?
No, thanks.
Good evening, Mr. Carter. What would you like to drink?
I'll have a scotch with ice and she'll have a blizzard.
One scotch with ice, one blizzard coming up.
I don't want to drink, thanks.
We are testy.
I just don't want to drink.
Murray's not very happy.
To hell with Murray.
We had some excitement after you left. We had a chance at the bureau burner. At least we think it was the bureau burner anyway. Unfortunately, I had Murray sitting in as my controller.
I suppose the next thing you're going to tell me is I've been fired.
Murray seems to think so, yeah. But I don't. Listen, whatever it is,
oh,
I'd like to...
spare me, Edison, please. Look, I really don't need your help. Go find another ace controller, so just forget it.
Look at me. If you think that's the only reason I'm here, you're very wrong. How come you never mentioned you had a brother?
There are lots of things I never mentioned about myself. 12 years spent in state homes cures you of any need to think back on the good old days.
Yes, quickly, Mr. Parra.
you and I have been discussing this rape board legislation for several months now. Now, you are going to help us get it pushed through, aren't you?
I'm working on it, Jack. Really, I am. But you know how slow the decision-making process can be. I'm spending lots of time with my colleagues on the legislature.
Zigzag. We'll be investing substantial sums of money in the marketing and promotion of this game, Mr. Perra.
My brother and I were separated. I suppose people are more likely to adopt pretty young girls. Anyway, I got lucky and he didn't. He's never forgiven me for leaving him. He wants nothing to do with me.
Is he in some kind of trouble? I heard the word raking.
Don't play reporter with me, Edison.
It's something everyone knows about, but no one talks about.
Look, it's not your problem. And I really don't need any help in taking care of my brother, thank you.
You'll love it, Mr. Peller. When we do get it legalized, well, there's big pickings and raking.
I want ratings, not a people.
Yes, well, I feel there might be a way to have your little sport legalized sooner rather than later. When was it that you said you needed official sanctioning by?
Murray!
I got a story for you.
Forget about that mad bomber jazz and listen up. There's a guy with a gun running a muck around here every afternoon.
I'm sorry to disappoint you, Max, but that's Missile Mike. It's one of our children's shows.
You're kidding. The kids like killing? Who told them about it?
I'm never going to get used to this. Just because he lives in a TV, he thinks everything is TV. Any word on Theora? All right, go back to your station.
Seems that we have a new and exciting race game called Raking. And if Jack Friday's right, we may have the biggest thing since Scumball.
These pictures are from a video cube bootleg which has been circulating in the city. The figures are astounding, if they're to be believed. It's becoming a big money sport. Side betting is prodigious.
We should franchise the betting ourselves. Have an exclusive terminal nest at all the tracks. It's a great idea, Ben.
Groundbreaking as ever, Ashwell.
The origin of the game came from the kids crudely motorizing their skateboards. Accidents and collisions became part of the macho style. Youthful pugnacity. This has now been refined as aggression.
Thank you. Hopefully Jack Friday will have some good news for us. He's introduced the sport to Ped Zing of the Zigzag Corporation. Now, if he sees a potential, they'll build a series of tracks and launch the sport officially. And we will have exclusive worldwide rights to it. Yes, sir.
Mr. Friday, head of sport, is here now, sir.
Oh, put him on the big screen.
I'm pleased to announce that we have done it. We have raking. We are in. We, all of us, are on the verge of a brand new era in sports. The era of raking. Raking!
Bravo.
Splendid.
Murray's looking for you. He's a bit ticked off.
I have more important things to worry about than Murray's temper. My brother's in trouble.
do my broadcast.
I sense a problem here.
Why the long face?
I think I lost my brother.
You check your pockets?
Max, it's not funny.
Sorry. Is there anything I can do to help? I mean, what do men do when ladies are in distress, stress?
Run away or boast, normally.
I wonder what Edison would do.
He would be, A, concerned.
B, anxious.
C, distressed. And D, sorry.
Yeah, he would also interfere.
Taking a nap.
I'd like to talk to him.
I said he's taking a nap. Now, do you want to move along?
Well, I feel certain he'd talk to me if he wasn't taking a nap, but if he is taking a nap, then I wouldn't want to wake him!
You have to forgive Grace. This week she's a bodyguard, but she does have a moment. Have a seat. What'll it be?
Information. What do you know about rake boards and raking?
What's to know?
What happens?
It's a rubble game. Kids racing.
Where?
In the old field patch.
What aren't you telling me?
What aren't you asking?
All right. I have a friend. She's worried. Her brother's into it, so why should that be a problem?
A good friend?
Yeah.
The kid's in trouble. Raking is brutal. The punters bet on survivors, not winners. You get me?
Yeah, I'm beginning to. Can you take me to a raking session?
They're elementally heavy on security. Emphasis on the heavy. We'll need a guy. Some kid who knows the score. Gracie, don't do anybody I wouldn't do. See you for tea.
You're amazing, Grace.
The space shuttle Orbitfon got off to a good start today. Over 60 shuttles are now in Earth orbit, and passengers have pledged over 184 million units toward the privatization of the global satellite.
How would you like some junkyard delicacy?
I just lost my appetite.
Hey, we got a rake board kit up on the platform. Let's go.
Got it.
Rick, you see him?
I'm keeping my eyes on the road. You keep yours on the kid. Do you see the little beast?
No, I can hear him, though.
Edison, I have him.
Turn left.
Rick, we gotta take a left up here. Let's go. Nice to have you back.
Who says I'm back?
Okay, take the next right. He's gone inside a warehouse.
Got it. Oh, it's you again.
What? We're old friends. Raking. What's it all about?
Raking? It's about survival. And that's all I know.
You know enough. Thanks. Thanks. Old friend.
He's coming out again. To your left. Here he comes, Edison.
You okay?
How did you cut me off like that?
We got friends in high places.
Oh, Murray, Edison has a lead for the show this week. I'll let him explain. Edison, Murray's here. I've told him you have a lead for our feature story this week. Can you give him the angle, please?
Go ahead.
Raking. It's called a sport. In fact, it's a vicious exploitation of kids who are encouraged to hurt each other for the pleasure of the audience.
All right, let's run with it.
Edison, yes, Murray has given us his blessing, so to speak.
Us?
Yes, us.
I was worried.
Okay, now tell me the truth. Is my brother in there?
Yeah, I'm afraid he is.
Help him, Edison. Seems deserted. There doesn't seem to be any security. You're going to have to get inside. I'm scanning now.
The kids said the rec house where they'll be rigging tonight.
All right, let's go.
Hold on, Edison. Someone moving.
So how's the kid that got raped? Ace or Sean or whatever his name is?
He's very weak. I can't guarantee he'll stay up.
Well, can you fix him so he looks good?
Sure.
But not to stay good.
Hey!
There he is, that's him. And I've allowed him to win, then we'll put just a little side bet on the other guy.
Hi, Sean.
How you doing? I'm fine. Look, I'm fine. Now go for it, sir. I'll wreck him for you.
What spirit, hey, Dusty?
Are you one of Raking's finest?
What do you want to know now?
I want to know how to get into that rake track.
Deceit.
Thanks. Yura, we're going in, so stay on me, okay?
Sean's in there, isn't he?
Yeah, I think so.
I see.
Well, well, this is a bit out of your territory.
Territory itself. I think there's a raid going on tonight. Can you slide me in?
Sure, Rick. It's the door. Mm-hmm. You bump into the dock. Tell him you know me.
Yeah,
I told him.
fascinating little gathering. Theora, get Murray.
I'm here. Heller. Now that's what I call news. All right, stay on it, Edison. I'm gonna get Chevy.
Straight rake out in five rows. Ace.
That's hot from the top. Got it from him up there.
How you doing, boy?
I'm all right.
It's not good enough. We gotta be great. Think about the little lady at home and what she can do with the money. Those girls.
Novo Zurich confirms Zigzag has transferred the funds into our accounts. So, it seems our presence is no longer required here.
Yeah. They're Network 23's problem now.
Yeah.
You look like the man in charge. I'm looking for a new game. Something with action, excitement, and taste. Taste. The taste. Of blood. Any ideas?
He's injured, Joe.
That kid's in trouble, man.
That game, you know, with the blood. I
found it.
He saws everybody else.
Oh, what the hell's happened? Doctor, that's not a sport. It's murder.
Simon, please, there must be a compromise.
But it's murder.
Nothing's wrong. Everything's fine.
Oh, my God. That's Sean. That's my brother.
All right. I'll handle it. I'm going to have to concentrate, Theora.
Okay.
Come on.
Okay.
What the hell is going on?
We're in trouble, Control. Get on me. Come on. Where are you? Link me.
Link me. I'm going live. It's our only chance. This is Edison Carter coming to you live and direct.
Look out! The camera's down, Murray.
Worse yet, I can't transmit. The set! Get the set!
Watch this!
Theora!
I hear you.
Access the two-way sampler and fast.
Okay.
Why?
Do it!
Try Chevy at CT-001. Lord, it's Jack Friday and Peller, and they're fighting.
Okay, we have it, Edison.
Come on, Maxwell, man. I just connected. Edison wants you to tell the world about Ricky. Sorry about this.
didn't feel a thing.
Edison!
No way.
Take it away, Max. It's all yours.
This is Max
Hedrick.
I'm alive and direct, sitting in for Edison Carter. We're here in the middle of a rake track. A sport,
which maliciously
exploits young kids who would rather be watching the unlikely exploits of Missile Mike.
But as a famous personality once said, I think it was me, enough of Missile Mike. So, over to Edison Carter.
I am speaking to you live and direct.
I've never seen myself on TV before.
In a makeshift arena.
But I suppose you get used to it.
Yeah, eventually.
Exploitation of young men.
You ever get used to the sound of babies?
This is a dangerous
moment. Hey, little brother, come on, it's your turn.
Rise supporters, but which arms them with sharp, gloved weapons. The winner is the one who cuts down his opponent. This is a secret, illegal, and underground game run by small-time mobsters. They have taken a game that was once performed by skilled kids for fun and turned it into a gory spectacle. And one which
Thanks, Edison.
Itself was almost
I mean it.
Now, the story can be told.
Fiora! You should settle down and have a baby. Shouldn't you, John?
Practice could make something perfect.
And I'm gonna be back with you on Network 23 after these really exciting messages. So go sit back and watch. I just can't wait to see them.
Wake me up when they're finished, will you?
Hi, this is Max Headroom on Network 23. And if you thought raking was a vicious game, let me tell you, there are sponsors who'd give both arms to get their hands on this. But in a lighter vein, here are some really sporting offers on sale now from Network 23. Yes, music! Sit back and tap your feet to the best Russian pop music with its really up-to-the-minute Russian album, 20 Great Funeral Marches. Also on offer, learn Chinese. Yes, a complete set of hour-long teach-yourself Chinese tapes. One payment down, and we will send you one tape per month, or pay in full now, and you get the entire easy-to-follow course immediately. Plus, tape number 527. Absolutely free! Because did you know that in Chinese there are often more than 30 different ways of saying one simple little word? And is that why their population is so big? Chinese men just don't know when to take no for an answer.
Stay tuned as the Sea View and her crew dive to new depths of adventure. Irwin Allen's Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea. SFC next.